Greek artists consistently strove to represent a human being as a whole. This vase is a striking example of their achievement. A woman seated on a chair is looking out in the distance, her face turned in three-quarter view. She is playing on the lyre, perhaps accompanying her own singing. Across from her, two girls watch attentively, fully absorbed in her music. The one in back leans on her companion's shoulder, as though the power of the song were making her weak in the knees. The other girl raises her hand to her throat, as though she too were deeply moved. The profiles of the two girls are subtle variations on one theme. One looks straight in front of her, the other bows her head, and both show the same intensity. Depictions of women at home became popular in Attic vase painting of the late 5th century BC. But the musical scene on this vase is less representative of ordinary women's lives than the scenes of household work and brides dressing you will find on other vases in this gallery. Perhaps these are exceptional women, such as the celebrated female poet Sappho, with two of her pupils. Sappho wrote over a century before this vase was made. Her poetry evokes the intimate mood she created for the circle of women she encouraged and educated, and the image on the vase reflects the same atmosphere. Sappho's favorite theme is love, especially the way emotions galvanize and sublimate the body. If you'd like to hear one of Sappho's poems, read by Associate Curator of Greek Art Elizabeth Milliker, press the play button now.